Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor catches it and throws to first to double up Will. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Tapp and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walls fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-1 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walls fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 0 for 1 in the game. Coker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp bunts towards third. Walls fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zimmer. The throw from Coker and he is safe. Zimmer steals third. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Conley. Zimmer scores. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Will reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball towards right. Will settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Will. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 2 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. Tap hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Zimmer moves to third. Cardwell moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Chris Short now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Will takes first base on ball 4. Zimmer scores. Cardwell moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardwell scores. Ashburn moves to third. Will moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. Will scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herrera hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Chris Short. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dallas Green now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Callison moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callison scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Mark Freeman now pitching. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coker is hit by the pitch. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Herrera scores. Coker moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Joe Kopp pinch runs for Bobby Smith. Ken Walters pinch hits for Dallas Green. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Joe Kopp now playing shortstop. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schaefernoth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefernoth strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.